Express Yourself 1, page 44, exercises B and D. You are going to hear an interview about the advantages and disadvantages of single-gender schools. Listen and write T, true, or F, false. Then listen again and check your answers.
This afternoon, we have with us Professor White, an education expert from the University of London. We'll be talking to Professor White about the advantages and disadvantages of single-gender schools. Professor White, we all know that boys and girls are different, but how does that affect the way they learn?
Well, some experts feel that boys and girls should study separately because they have very different learning styles. Did you know that boys learn better by doing things? They have to be more active. This gets them interested and helps them succeed.
What about girls?
Have you ever looked at a group of 13-year-old boys and girls? Girls grow up more quickly than boys. You can also see the differences in the way they deal with subjects at school. In a recent study done in America, they found that the average 16-year-old girl writes better than the average 16-year-old boy does. Girls develop certain skills at an earlier age than boys do. If boys and girls study separately, it's easier to teach them at the correct level.
So, when you teach boys and girls separately, you can teach the whole class in a way that suits their differences.
Exactly. Also, when boys and girls, particularly teenagers, study together, they are often more interested in each other than in the subject they are studying. The experts claim that when you separate the sexes, it is easier for the students to concentrate on their studies.
So, there seem to be plenty of advantages to having single-gender classes. But what about the disadvantages?
Let's see. Well, school doesn't just teach students different subjects. It also helps teach students the social skills they need when they grow up. In the adult world, it's clear that men and women have to know how to get along with each other. One of the disadvantages of single-gender schools is that boys and girls don't learn to understand one another. For this reason, some educators are opposed to single-gender schools. They point out that in a mixed class, boys and girls have to work together in all kinds of situations.
That seems like a good point. What other disadvantages are there?
Well, boys tend to be more competitive than girls are. But when girls leave school, they're going to have to compete with men. In mixed classes, girls have to compete with boys for the teacher's attention and for marks. This gives them experience they're going to need when they leave school.
I have to say that I'm confused. Which is better then, co-education or single-gender classes?
I'm not sure I can answer that question. Single-gender schools certainly have advantages, but then so do schools with mixed classes. I think parents should be given a choice about the kind of school to send their children to.
Well, thank you very much, Professor White. And now, if there are any questions from the audience...